We are in a sermon series, The Words of Jesus. And we began a few weeks ago with a message, Repent and Believe the Gospel. Repent and believe the Gospel. And then we heard a message last Sunday, Watch and Pray. That the Christians, that the churches of today, we need to be watch and we need to pray. These are the words of Jesus for each one of us. And today's message is when you fast. Another spiritual discipline that God wants us to have in this season of Lent to draw closer to Him. Next Sunday, Pastor McNellis is going to preach a message on loving God and loving neighbor. You don't want to miss that message. It'll be a special message from the throne of grace. And then we will conclude a message, Blessed are the pure in heart. That will be our last message of that series. And I want to take a personal invitation to invite everyone to come to the Easter and Five Letters. I have not been part of it, but from what I have seen and what Christina is doing and all the leaders that are helping her, it's going to be a powerful encounter with Jesus. And so I encourage you to take a moment that day out of your busy schedule to try to come and be part of this experience. We place ourselves in places where we can experience God's grace. So every time we gather for worship, anytime we gather for prayer meeting, anytime we gather to sing God's praise, we place ourselves in places where we encounter the presence of Jesus. So I encourage you to sign up or be able to come. And then we have our Holy Week services coming. I encourage everyone to come and be part of each services that we are having, because it'll be a blessed time in the Lord. So today's message is on fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. I'm going to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal, like the hypocrites. For they discover their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you that they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, we come. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place. As we sang the song, surely the presence. And Lord, we do not take it lightly. Because people all over the world are looking for that peace. Looking for the presence of God. And when it comes in a service, we feel it. Lord, hide me behind that cross of Calvary, that it will not be my words or opinion, but it will be words that will change the lives of people for eternity today. Thank you, God, that your word has power, your word is anointed, your word speaks to exactly what we need today. So come, Holy Spirit, come in this time of preaching, and we lift high the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. In His precious name we pray, amen and amen. Fasting. When we think of fasting, we all have our favorite restaurants we like, and some of us are already planning where we're going to go eat lunch today, right? I like McDonald's. I like my McChicken and a small Coke. Some of us like Crackle Barrel or fried chicken. We had our service this week for Brother Frank Lewis, and after the service, we gathered in our gathering place for the meal, and they made sure I had my fried chicken. There's something about food, right? We all love food. Food nourishes our soul. Food gives us nutrients. Food gives us life. And so it's important that we eat food. But there are times and seasons in our lives when sometimes we skip a meal or skip two meals, and we spend that time, instead of hungering for physical food, we hunger for the spiritual hunger for God. Throughout the Christian history, and wherever there was a person that hungered for God, or wherever there was a movement of the Holy Spirit that took place in that place, it always preceded fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. And so I was thinking about this subject, and I was reading about people that have preached about it or have lived to see revivals in their time, or they've seen the movement of God in their lifetime. And I want to just want to define fasting a little bit. One of the definition of fasting is from Dr. Wesley Duell. I'll be sharing more about this in my message today. But Dr. Wesley Duell was a missionary to India for over 25 years. And he saw a lot of movement of God, saw many people come to Christ. And in his book, the Mighty Prevailing Prayer, he talks about that. But he describes fasting as a God-ordained form of self-denial. God-ordained form of self-denial. Another man of God, Andrew Bonner, put it this way. Andrew Bonner said, defining fasting as abstaining from anything that hindered prayer. Abstaining from anything that hindered prayer. Richard Foster, another great Christian writer, puts it this way. Fasting is the voluntary denial of an otherwise normal function for the sake of intense spiritual activity. In simple words, friends, fasting is replacing our physical hunger for things of the world with a spiritual hunger for the things of God. Physical hunger for the things of this world, for a spiritual hunger for God. So oftentimes during this season of Lent, we will hear people say, oh, I gave up chocolates, right? Or we gave up a soda, or we gave up watching a TV show. I believe that is very important. Anything that we surrender or anything that we give up, it is also a moment that we fill that time in prayer. We fill that time reading God's word. We fill that time seeking God, because those are special moments that God touches us in a way that we will never experience. So fasting is a very important life ministry that Jesus shared with us. Now, why do we fast? Why fast? Because Jesus left us an example of fasting and prayer. Jesus, our Savior, left us an example of fasting and prayer. I want to read from a few scriptures. The first one comes from our text today, Matthew 6, 16 to 18. And the scripture says, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. And then he says, but when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you notice that text, in that text it says the word, when you fast. When you read the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, there are three things Jesus talks about. He talks about giving, he talks about praying, and he talks about fasting. In all of those things, he says, when you fast. Jesus does not say, if you fast, but he says, when you fast. That means Jesus expected his followers to follow after him, to pray after him, to fast after him, to give after him. So when you fast is an invitation of Jesus that if we want to follow Jesus out of a sincere heart, that we also have the discipline of fasting in our lives. Now, Jesus, after he was baptized in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, this is right after Jesus is baptized, he goes into the wilderness, and for 40 days and 40 nights, we see him fasting and prayer. While he is in the wilderness, he is fighting the evil one. And so that's why we get the season of Lent. Why do we call it 40 days? It really refers to the life of Jesus in the wilderness, where he is fasting and praying to prepare himself for his public ministry right after that. I want to read this. In Matthew 4, 1 and 3, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. One of the first temptations that Jesus received from the tempter was about food. Turn these stones into food. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We read in the New Testament that the early church fasted and prayed. Whenever they were making a decision, they would fast and pray. And in the text today, we see that while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. In the Old Testament, we see Nehemiah, the great leader, rebuilding the church, rebuilding the walls. He prayed. He fasted and he prayed. Moses fasted in Exodus chapter 34. He fasted and prayed. And after 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord, he received the Ten Commandments and he brought it to people. So that was very significant all throughout the Bible. This simple teaching, simple principle of fasting and prayer. So why do we fast? We fast because Jesus has left us an example and he invites us to fast and pray with him. Now I want to focus on another subject of fasting, that is the purpose of fasting. Why should we fast? What is the purpose of fasting? There are many reasons and I cannot cover everything in this service today. But I will share whatever the Lord has given me that will be helpful to me and be helpful to you. Number one, the purpose of fasting. Fasting is humbling ourselves before God. Fasting is one of the God-ordained means throughout the Bible that God has used to bring people to close to him. Fasting is humbling ourselves before God. You see, friends, a lot of times our pride, our ego, our self-centeredness gets in the way of what God wants to do in our life. And so we fast to remind ourselves that we need Jesus. We acknowledge that we need Jesus in our life. A lot of the time in our personal life, the self gets in the way to what God wants to do in our lives. And so there's a daily battle, there's a daily struggle. But in fasting, we surrender our physical hunger for a spiritual hunger for God. We surrender I before God so that Christ may be increased in us. Apostle Paul, the great Christian teacher, puts it this way in Galatians 2:20. He says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. For the many years of his life, he was living for himself. But he said, I want to draw close to God. He said, God, would you come and take over my life? Would you come and take over my mind? Would you come and take over my life? So fasting is a means by which we humble ourselves before God. Richard Foster, this Christian writer that I quoted earlier, in the article, Purpose of Fasting, he says this, more than any other single discipline, fasting reveals the things that control us. We cover up what is inside of us with food and other good things. But in fasting, these things surface. If pride controls us, it will be revealed almost immediately. So friends, while we are fasting, as we take time to fast, it is in those moments God begins to show us things in our life that have become more important to us than God. Things in our life that is keeping us from following Jesus with our whole heart. things begin to reveal to us things that have become like God to us, and those have become our idols. Those have become more important to us than our Savior, that Christ is leading and guiding and directing our lives. This is what happens in fasting. God begins to show us clearly that the self has come in the way, and we need to surrender that to Jesus. What are some things that are controlling our lives? All of us. That's why this season of Lent is the season of cleaning. And God begins to show us. If it's anger, if it's jealousy, if it is pride, if it is self-centeredness, if it is hidden sin, we need to surrender that to the Lord Jesus this morning. Fasting is a matter of the heart. That's what Jesus said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, the secret to revival. If my people who are called by my name will what? Will? Humble themselves. You see, before God does something in a person's life, they must come to a point where they say, God, I was running my life, but I've come to a point that I realize that I need you. I need you to lead me. I need your grace. David, the great man of God, put it this way, Psalm 35:13, I put on sackcloth and humble myself with fasting. In James 4 verse 10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. In fasting, friends, all of us is a God-ordained means where we humble ourselves before God. That opens the space for God to work in our lives. Secondly, are you all still with me? I need to take a water break, so stay with me. I don't know where my water is. I need some water. Fasting, secondly, fasting makes us alert and sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Fasting makes us alert and sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. As I shared in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 2 and 3, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord, the disciples, worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the which to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and set them off. Here's the lesson for us, friends. When we seriously and sincerely fast, we will become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We will become sensitive to the voice of God. We will become sensitive to the things of God. You see, friends, we live in a world that has distracted us. And things that used to bother us, things that used to affect us, it doesn't bother us. We have become comfortable with it. But when the Holy Spirit comes, it makes us sensitive. No. You can't watch that. You cannot go there. You cannot say that. The Holy Spirit makes it so personal connection. It becomes sensitive to the voice of God. You see, friends, Holy Spirit wants to use you and me to be a blessing to our community, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to everyone that we encounter in our lives. Fasting makes us sensitive to the voice of God. Not only does it make us sensitive to the voice of God, but it alerts us to the needs of people around us. It alerts us to the needs of people around us. Hear how the Holy Spirit begins to work. And you may have experienced this in your life. You know, when we are walking with close to God and we are sensitive to His voice, the Holy Spirit will say, call this person. And I will say, God, why? Text this person. I said, why, God? You just do it. And so many times have God waken you up in the middle of the night, right? And a few hours later, you find out that that person was going through a difficult time. And God used you to pray for them. So many times do we experience that. And God wants to use you and me to be sensitive to His voice. Because He wants to use you in ways that you've never may have experienced. Oh, this is such an important need of this hour. Holy Spirit, use us. Make us sensitive to your voice. If you get a chance, I'm not going to read the whole of Isaiah chapter 58. But the Isaiah chapter 58 talks about true fasting and false fasting. And in Isaiah 58, people were fasting. And when you read verse 1 to 5, but they were fasting to kind of please other people, telling what they were doing. And they were really not doing what God wanted them to do. And God is saying, you may fast as much as you fast, but if you're not going to be obedient to me, you're not going to follow me, I'm not going to hear you. When you read Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 9, this is what the true fasting happens. This is what happens when we begin to fast. The Bible says in verse 6 and 9, is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your home, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer, and shall cry for help. And he will say, here I am. I encourage you, if you get a chance this day or this week, look through Isaiah 58 and meditate on it. Say, God, show me how I must fast. I've got a few more thoughts I want to share, so stay with me. Fasting, it makes us alert, but thirdly, fasting strengthens our spiritual lives. It strengthens our spiritual lives. Are you feeling tired and weary this morning? Are you longing for a spiritual revival in your life? Are you desiring for a deepened experience with Jesus in your life? Do you long to be strengthened in faith and your prayer life? Is there a specific need or prayer request on your heart? Add to fasting. Do you need a spiritual breakthrough in your life? As you fast, here, friends, as you fast, you will experience strength in your prayer and inner boldness in your heart, and your faith will be ignited and passion for God. Fasting strengthens our spiritual heart, spiritual life. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, our Lenten scripture, it says, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. Through fasting, we return to God. The scripture says, rend not your garments. In the Old Testament, they would tear off clothes as a sign of their sorrow. But God is saying, I'm not concerned about your clothes. I'm concerned about a sincere, broken heart. Say, God, I need you. I need you to do some things in my life that I need to overcome. I have some family members that have yet to come to Christ, and I want to fast and pray that maybe this Easter, all of us may have a family member that is away from God, and maybe we need to fast and pray for them for the next 29 days. Say, God, if it's your will, that through my prayer, you will touch my family. May it be so, Lord. May it be so. Now, I want to just close by saying there are four ways that we can fast. And I want to share these four through Dr. Wesley Duell's book on prayer. Practical ways to fast. We can choose this week or this month to fast from a meal once a week, breakfast or lunch or dinner. Or you can do that once a month. And while you're fasting for a meal or a lunch, you can spend that time praying. You can spend that time reading God's word. You can spend that time praying, making a prayer list and praying for people. So you're replacing that time of fasting and you're connecting with a spiritual connection with God. So you can do that, a fast from a meal once a month or a breakfast or a lunch. And try that. Secondly, I want to also encourage everyone here. God understands there are many people that have to eat. They have to take medicine and they have to eat. And God understands that. God is not so much concerned about the kind of fast we are fasting. But for those who need to eat, you please eat. Please understand this. God knows us. He knows our limitation. But if you need to fast, you can fast from a favorite TV show. A favorite ball game. I know that may be very hard. But during that time, you are praying. You are seeking God. I know that's a challenge. Something that will cause us that, you know, I'm going to dedicate this hour. And I'm going to seek God. I want to hear his voice. So please hear me. For those who can fast, please try that. For those for health reason, please eat. Please drink. But maybe fast from a TV show or something that you love and spend that time reading God's word. Thirdly, fast from watching too much news media and replace that time reading a biography of men and women of God that God has used. Or listen to gospel music. Fill that time listening to gospel music. It will lift your spirits up. And lastly, look for ways to serve in our community. You can serve at a soup kitchen, gathering place, Amen House. You can support Elizabeth Village. There are so many ways that we can serve our community that we are dedicating that hour. And lastly, friends, I know I say a lot of last, but this is last. A few weeks ago, I gave you all a prayer list. It says Georgetown First 2023. It was given last year. Sorry, I couldn't catch it. But I'm going to put this on our Facebook, and there are some, as you leave this sanctuary, there are some more of these prayer cards. For the next 29 days, starting today until Easter, is 29 days until Easter. And I'm encouraging everyone who is able at 8 p.m., set your alarm at 8 p.m., and for the next 29 days, we're going to pray. And we're going to expect a great move of God here on Easter Sunday. And so if you don't have a card, please pick one, and we will encourage you to be able to pray with us as we seek God in prayer and fasting. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. We thank you for your spirit that has moved in this place. And as we prepare ourselves in this time of communion, we ask that you will bless us. We ask that you will keep us. We ask that you will be near us. In Jesus' name.